Here is the voice of Indonesia, the world service of Radio Republik Indonesia in Jakarta. Listener, welcome back to me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, today as a new day, new morning that reflects about, you know, opportunity, reflects about innovation. We hope that whatever it is, you are able to continuously your best, listener. Well, as new hope, new enthusiasm, this must be reflected by yourself to be much better than yesterday. And with me, Ahmad Faisal, and also the crew of duty, we would like to accompany you for 6 hours ahead. So please stay tuned. And stay tuned at www.voicestudy, because a lot of your mission, lots of music, Indonesian music, and even our word of the days, and, you know, as well as our updated information that would like to fulfill your mind, listeners. So stay tuned, and I would like to start our program with our news. Here is the news. The Ministry of Religious Affairs announced that Indonesia's 2025 Hajj pilgrimage, involving 203,149 participants, constitutes the largest civilian mobilization in the world. Head of the Hajj Media Center for the Makkah Working Area, Dodo Murtado, stated that during an online press conference in Jakarta on Wednesday, the pilgrims come from diverse demographic backgrounds in terms of education, occupation, gender, age, and health status. According to data from the Integrated of Hajj Information and Computerization System, Indonesia pilgrims are mostly female, numbering 112,838 or 55.54%, while male pilgrims total 90.31 or 44.46%. Coordinating Minister for Food Zulkifli Hasan stated that the Red and White Village Cooperative is designed to drive the village economy with the potential to absorb up to 1 million workers across various sectors. He remarked in Jakarta on Wednesday that the government estimated that 2 million workers can be absorbed by this cooperative project. Hasan explained that the cooperative will carry out multiple economic functions, including food distribution, health services, household energy, and the provision of basic necessities, all managed independently and sustainably by village communities. That's the news.
Jiwa raga atas nama satu bangsa. Indonesia. Dan letakkan dadamu, sebut lagi Indonesia. Kami anak bangsa, takkan mungkin kalah. Kami anak negeri, punya harga diri. Otot kawat tulang baja, tiada kata menyerah. Semangat 45, kami anak bangsa, takkan mungkin kalah. Kami anak negeri, punya harga diri.
Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services: English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voanews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you: Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
manis di atas bibir bergincu. Kedip mata merayu jelas coba mengganggu. Tawarannya terpasang bukan tanpa tujuan. Satu korban terjerat itulah harapan. Membius pusat saraf, hadirkan bayangan untuk lepas keresahan. Bergejolak, semua coba berontak. Ketika tak kuasa langsung ku lari mengelak. Penuh dengan warna-warni. Bila terjebak sulit untuk coba keluar. Semua pasti ada jalan keluar. Cobalah berusaha. Dari kenyataan.
VOI listener, today's edition of Traditional Song of Music Corner presents a song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan. The song Hayang Jajan was composed by Nova Budiman. The song has been viral on social media TikTok in March 2024. It tells the story of a child who wants to ask for money to buy an internet quota. But his father, mother, brother or sister doesn't want to give it to him. Well, listener, let's enjoy the traditional song from West Java entitled Hayang Jajan by Mahesa. Enjoy!
From Indonesia, to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, do you have any plan maybe for today? Maybe you have such visiting from one province into another province, or just for have fun or holiday. I mean, in this case, at least before you leave your province into another province, especially across Indonesia, It is much better for you to know about the weather forecast for some cities across Indonesia. Listener, here I would like to share you about the weather forecast. It is from Meteorology and Geophysics Agency of Indonesia. It is now, I would like to start from the city of Jayapura. The city is forecast rainy with temperature 21 up to 30 degrees Celsius. What about Jayawijaya? The city is also forecast rainy with temperature 14 up to 25 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Sorong. Sorong is forecast light rainy with temperature 22 up to 29 degrees Celsius. What about Manokwari? Manokwari is also forecast rainy with temperature 13 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Ambon. Ambon is forecast rainy with temperature 24 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Meanwhile, here Makassar is also rainy. Forecast rain with temperature 24 up to 33 degrees Celsius. Let's go to Palu. Palu is also forecast rainy with temperature 20 up to 30 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to some cities in what? Yeah, some city in here, Pontianak in Kalimantan. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 23 up to 32 degrees Celsius. Banjarbaru is forecast rainy with temperature 23 up to 29 degrees Celsius. Let's go to some cities in Java Island. We start from Surabaya. The city is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 32 degrees Celsius. And then what about Semarang? Semarang is forecast cloudy with temperature 22 up to 34 degrees Celsius. What about Bandung? Bandung is forecast cloudy with temperature 18 up to 31 degrees Celsius. Next, we go to Jakarta. Jakarta is forecast cloudy with temperature 24 up to 31 degrees Celsius. What about Medan? Medan is forecast cloudy with temperature 23 up to 34 degrees Celsius. And then Banda Aceh, the city is forecast cloudy with temperature 25 up to 33 degrees Celsius. Well, listener, that's about the weather forecast. It is for some cities in Indonesia. Hopefully, whatever the weather forecast, we hope that you must be able to prepare your best. Just have better preparation before you leave your city into another city in Indonesia. And just make sure that everything must be complete and you must be in fit condition. And we hope that you will arrive at your destination safely and comfortably. Enjoy your holiday. Enjoy your time, enjoy your visit, and enjoy your time.
Saat-saat yang indah seperti dulu. Dan kau tahu ku selalu mencintaimu. Tuang keraguanmu, kau selalu di hatiku. Begitu I'm
using the flow of the Opak River and the rocks on the edge of the river, this tourist spot is very popular. The place is named Watu Kapal Tourism Park. Watu means rocks and kapal means boat or ship. It is so named because among the rocks there is one which is shaped like a boat. At Watu Kapal Tourism Park, visitors can do fun activities such as river tubing and cliff jumping from a height. To do this, of course, you must be able to swim and have guts. The distinctive cliff shapes, greenish, clear, and clean river water with natural plants on the cliff make the color combination very fitting and very beautiful. Besides that, the air is very cool. The shady trees becomes one unit of refreshing natural scenery. It feels incomplete if we visit this place without capturing the beautiful times there. Many promising photo spots that can be used for group photos and selfies. The location of the Watu Kapal Tourism Spot is in Klenggotan Hamlet, Trimulyo Village, Piyungan District, Bantul Regency. It is approximately 13 kilometers from the center of Jogja City towards Wonosari and takes about 25 minutes to travel. Because this place is still relatively a new tourist spot, the manager has not yet charged visitors for entrance tickets. So, if you are in Yogyakarta, take the time to visit Watu Kapal Tourism Park that offers cliffs, natural, distinctive architecture made directly by nature and for humans to enjoy. Therefore, when visiting this place, make sure to keep the environment clean and not littering.
Perhatikan, kulihatkan semua yang pernah ada kan ku taruhkan perasaan ku berikan tak sedikit pun waktu kan ku tinggalkan ku
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Listener, you are still with me, Ahmad Faisal, on Indonesia Today. Well, you know that Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto is scheduled to inaugurate the groundbreaking of an integrated electric vehicle battery project in Halmahera, North Maluku, 29th June. According to Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources, Bahlil Lahadalia, the project is backed by investment from China's contemporary Amperex Technology Co. Limited. The facility will integrate multiple components, including mining operations, a smelter, high-pressure acid leach, and production of precursors and cathodes. This will be the first project of its kind and scale in the world. Lahadalia said, with this fully integrated system, the confidence that electrical vehicle battery production costs in Indonesia will be significantly reduced. With this initiative, as one of 18 downstream industrial projects valued at nearly $45 billion that are set to be developed in Indonesia. And other projects include those focused on nickel, bauxite, oil refining, energy storage, coal gasification, as well as fisheries, agriculture, and forestry sectors.
Kekasihku, sayangku, ku ingin kau tahu, hati ini kan selalu menantikan cinta.
city of Batam is famous for heterogenic people. Almost all culture in the city of industry was brought by non-native people from various areas. The city has particular impression in communities both from social, economic, and cultural aspects since Kingdom era 19 centuries ago, which have been brought until now amid globalization and foreign culture invasion. It results in more universal Malay culture. Another culture can enter Malay culture harmoniously, combined with the lives of Malay people who are identical to Islam, without ignoring original values in Malay culture. The term of Malay is the land's umbrella, may give protection on another culture entering the land. While another culture can keep and respect this local wisdom, Malay culture tries to maintain its originality. Although the now generation is hit by cultural disintegration due to massive foreign culture influence, especially in Batam, because it is strategic as a foreign tourist destination, making values in Malay culture disappear gradually. Head of Batam Tourism and Culture Service, Yus Fahindri, revealed that Malay culture is experiencing erosion of Malay values. The now generation is blown away by modernization, which gradually changes people's mindset globally from traditional life that is rich in culture to disappearing custom, traditional tools, an attitude.
Tradisi kehidupan sehari-hari. Kalau dulu mungkin orang selalu memakai.
Tradition of daily life has changed. People usually wear teluk belanga, jaket musang, and other traditional clothes. But now we are really see traditional clothes in daily life. Concerning attitude, youngsters do not usually go ahead of the elderly. Traditional pieces are also ignored.
Values in Malay history cannot attract young generation, both in formal education and daily life, as stated by a student in a popular Madrasah Aliyah Islamic High School in Batam, Fitrah Rahayu.
Kata gurunya ya, baju Melayu itu.
We do not learn Malay art at school. Teachers say we live in Riau and appreciate Riau Islands. There is no deep history on Malay clothes. Although Malay is unfamiliar for Batam young generation, Malay culture is able to enter the life of non-native people through historical elements shown in art performance in Malay art feasts, so that they are amazed, like said by Fernando, a student who just graduated in Medan and continues to master program in Batam.
Art comes from what we think. It is not because I love people here, but what we know in Batam is welcoming traditional dance. If we know history of an area, we will love it.
To be emphasized in cultural introduction is visualization, which contains history by involving custom leader and literary man for more development. Until now, Malay custom leader, the government, and literary man emphasize combination of traditional and modern aspects. Introducing Malay culture to the now Malay generation in various Malay performances with modern nuance, which creates annual agenda, has entered the 13th year. Malay Big Art Feast aim at providing opportunities for youngsters to appreciate Malay culture in modern way by involving neighboring countries which have similar culture like Tumasik, Singapore, Patani, Thailand, Brunei Darussalam, and Malacca, Malaysia. The first Malay Art Feast was even attended by a far country, Madagascar, as stated by the head of Batam Tourism and Culture Service, Yus Fahendri.
There is a saying that Malay will not disappear from the earth. The saying is so complicated because we keep preserving this culture. Culture can be found in various forms, including Malay Art Fest or KSM. It is held every year and so much awaited. People see it as something important that everyone tries to use it in various aspects of life.
2011. The annual traditional party was also enlivened by several provinces in Indonesia, like Central Lampung, Meranti Regency, Pekanbaru, Riau, Karimun, and Tanjung Pinang. The opening show of Malay Art Feast Night was Semarak Madani, which is a collaboration of Malay ethnic music and orchestra. It told a story about the journey of Batam. The performance was also adorned with amazing poem and Siput Gondang dance, and ended with Lambak dance. Those people will not forget Malay culture, as it will grow and enter daily life, as long as there's anyone still cares about it, till the end of time.
Thank you.
beach, which is located in Sukabumi, has a unique, exotic and natural beauty. This beach is one of the famous beaches in Sukabumi, with the distinctive beauty of cliffs jutting into the sea. In addition, this beach has a mystical history that has been well known and recognized by the local residents. If you come to have a holidays in this location, you will be presented with a beautiful view, which is a soft stretch of sand with brownish colors, cool air, and big waves that hit the cliffs. All of those add to the charms of the beauty of this Karanghawu beach. According to the story of the local people, this beach is named Karanghawu because there are holes in the cliffs or rocks so that it will look like a stove. Hawu, which in Sundanese means stove. So this beach is named Karanghawu. In addition, this beach is also famous for its myth, in which it is said that the cliffs that jut into the sea is Nyai Rorokidō's throne, the ruler of the South Sea. The length of this coastline reaches 4 kilometers. If you are at the top of the hill, you can enjoy a clear view of Karanghawu Beach. The view of the high seas until the big waves hitting the rocks is a very beautiful scenery here. Uniquely, in this location, there is a simple bridge, which was made by a bamboo, so you can take a walk through the flow of seawater to another end of the reef. Taking a walk along the beach with the occasional play with the crashing waves, or even sitting relaxedly while enjoying the waves and sunshine, is a fun activity on this
Voice
beach.
Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Yeah!
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Dan berbagi bersama.
Buka kita buka hari yang baru. Sebagai